To run a business in 2023, you need a Joby, an iPhone, and no skeletons in your closet. I've got 45 minutes and about 900 hours worth of content to get in, so I'm going to get straight in. No intros, no thank yous, no fuck yous. Let's just get straight in. So I would recommend that you get something to take notes on, iPad, iPhone, old school pen and paper. I've been supporting Matt for many years as he's been building out what is a fantastic event to make sure that we're representing in the UK events in business and marketing that obviously are more successful in America. So before I start, let's give Matt and the team a huge round of applause, please. Okay, so to run a business in 2023, you need a Joby, an iPhone, and no skeletons in your closet. So I think people overcomplicate making money and growing a business. And imagine 30 or 40 years ago, the problems of growing a business were very different. There wasn't enough information out there. And information was slow. Like imagine like social media and reaching an audience when all you have is a fucking pigeon to send. So everyone's like, fuck my life! But we've sort of lost the way our bit in humanity right now. That there is so much opportunity that your challenge is not what to do. It is what not to do. So you should write that down. Not what to do, what not to do. So the thing you get with me is something different each time. So everyone's like, Rob, where's your PowerPoint? Fuck. PowerPoints are so 1985. Come on. So many speakers have their one clicky-click presentation, not knocking any of them, past or present or future. But with me, you always get a different talk. And I don't even need a fucking stool. All I need is you and me. A campfire. All right, mate. I don't need a fucking DJ. No offense. None taken. All right. Sorry about the language. I'm from Peterborough. Swearing is our grammar. That's how I was raised. I was so poor. I used to go down KFC licking people's fingers for food. Anyway, I have got some content to share with you for the 39 minutes that I have left. Got the notes on my phone, innit? Forget Russell Brand getting cancelled. So there's a load of shit you can do. There's a load of channels that you can leverage. So firstly, I want to ask you, should entrepreneurs be doing content in 2023? Like, have a think about it. Because I was in a Matt was in a mastermind with a very famous entrepreneur. And he says, real entrepreneurs don't do content. And I sort of thought about it because, yeah, maybe some of these big, I mean, the Rothschilds don't do content. Bill Gates doesn't do content. But, all right, Bill. Bill Gates on TikTok. What the fuck? By the way, you might have noticed one person left. That's pretty good for me. Normally, like 10 people have already left. So I want you to think about, like, where we're at in the world and how crazy everything is and how much opportunity there are and how many social media platforms there are. The fundamental question has to be, should entrepreneurs be doing content or not? That is something to think about. So all in favour of content, say aye. All against content, say aye. Okay, Dave, over there. Okay, so cool, we're in the right place. So I think most of you understand why content. Well, let me ask you this. If we agree that we should do content, why should we do it? Like, what's the point? What's the purpose? It's not a rhetorical question. Sorry? Stand out from the crowd. Okay, yep. Build a brand. Give value. Have authority. Make money. Do you speak English on this side? Communicate. Share your message. Trust. Educate. Validate. Reach people. Build a community. Stand out with a USP. Okay, so I've got one right here for you, mate. I won't tell you how much this one was. I'll sound like a dick. Okay, So, by the way, can you do all that with paid ads?
Well, yeah, but no, but yeah, but no, but yeah, but no, but yeah.
You kind of can and you kind of can't. You can generate leads with paid ads. It's hard to build trust with paid ads. It's hard to build credibility with paid ads. You can kind of stand out if you're good at paid ads. So I don't do content because I love social media and I think it's really good for humanity. I don't really like social media. It's invasive. Fucking China is just spying on us. I mean, they're smart. Well, on TikTok. I mean, I know people don't like Donald Trump, but he knows what China are up to. As we're like, So there's a lot of things about social. I mean, if you've got children, social media is fucking toxic. And that's the duality of life, the dual AI, dual purpose. Make our lives easier. Robots have kill decisions. It's dual purpose. So to me, social media has a dual purpose. So some of you in this room love social media and some of you in this room hate social media. And some of you use it and some of you don't. I don't love it. I use it for all the reasons you said, especially the money one from the lady right in the middle center. Because it's almost like money's a really dirty word in this country. But if you cannot make profit in your business, it's called a hobby. So what content does is it speeds up your marketing and it lowers your cost of acquisition. Because if you've got a good social media, then your leads turning into clients are going to come and find you. If you don't, you have to pay. So essentially, that's what I believe is the purpose of social media and whether you should or shouldn't do content. Now, some people are like, yeah, but Rob, I just don't really like doing it. Well, maybe you don't like doing lives, but maybe you don't mind doing a podcast. Or maybe you don't like either of those, but you don't mind writing. You know, you've got Helen talking about LinkedIn. You can pretty much just use text still on LinkedIn, the last time I looked, to generate leads. So it's a bit of an excuse that people make as to why they're not out there on social media because they think it's not for them or they don't like doing it or whatever. But there's a social media platform for everyone. Clubhouse on audio and community. TikTok if you've got no attention span. YouTube if you want long form, deep conversations for hours. There's a channel for everyone. Okay, so in T-minus 35 minutes, you will have learned my 6 P's to profiting using membership sites. So that's the theme of my talk today, which is different from all the other talks that I've done on stages like this. Now, anyone, just as a show of hands, anyone heard of OnlyFans? Come on, lads, you're just fucking liars. No, love. No. What? Only what? Okay, so that's a membership site. Show me your hand if you've ever heard of Patreon. Okay, that's a membership site. Show me your hand if you've ever seen the subscribe button at the top of people's videos on Instagram. That's a membership site. Show me your hand if you've ever heard of the Facebook supporter or subscriber program. That's a membership site. There's premium on podcasts. That's a membership site. Twitter is probably a slightly different model. They're going to be a pay-to-play. I know there's one more. But basically, every social media platform has a premium level, which is essentially a membership site. So this shit is not new. It's not a revelation. It's not fucking AI. It's just there already. Got it. So just before I get into my 6 P's, I think a brilliant way to run a business is to run it. Is that vertical or horizontal? Which one's which? Horizontal. Okay.
For years, people have been asking me where I buy my watches. Many of you may know I'm a watch collector, I'm a watch investor, and those as an asset class have done me very well in the last 15 years. I have never shared where I source my watches from or my watch dealer until now. My watch dealer used to be a professional footballer for Manchester United, and he formed a watch brand called Broadwalk. And he sources the higher end brands like Rolex, Audemars Piguet, Patek Philippe and Richard Mille. I trust him, I've used him for many years, and recently we've done a partnership. Hence I'm inviting you, if you want to start investing in watches and protect your money from the banks and inflation, to check out Broadwalk. That's Broadwalk. And the website is broadwalkgroup.com. The email is sales@broadwalkgroup.com. And please don't share this, but his number is 07496 878153. Obviously, only message him if you're serious about buying and investing in the higher-end watches. People have been asking me for years, and for the first time ever, you can get access to my watch team.
Okay, and that's vertical. Okay, right. So most people run their business horizontally, i.e. bit of AI, bit of content, bit of trading, bit of social media, bit of property, yada, yada, yada. That's how they try and build. Because the problem with entrepreneurs is we love shiny shit and we just get distracted with what's new. And so we're like this. Whereas what you need to do is turn like that. Because I understand what people, you know, you've got to have multiple streams of income, everyone says. And you've got to have diversification, everyone says. So you can see why people are doing multiple things, because they're listening to what they're being told, but they're missing the context. And the context is important. So this is something else you need to write down. It's really important. The best way to be an entrepreneur and make money and shorten the lag between being broke and being rich is, instead of doing 10 things horizontally, you do 10 things, but you do them in a linear line, starting with one. And I'm going to explain in a bit more. So remember that analogy. We'll come back to that. Okay, so if you think of the essence of monetization, the step one, the level one, the low level of monetization is what you do. I'm a doctor, I'm a dentist, I'm a nurse, I'm an accountant. So write that down. Level one is what you do. You're an architect, you're a solicitor, you're a health coach, whatever. You're an osteopath, what you do. And you'll make a relatively low amount of income on what you do, unless what you do is you're Lionel Messi and you play football, which is obviously rare. Okay. Then there's what you know. So if you've been an architect for 30 years, you know a load of shit that could be in a membership site, on social media. You could, if you've been doing martial arts for 30 years, you could launch a franchise with what you know. And then the big level is who you are. So what you do, I'm an architect. What I know, 30 years of architect's practice, who you are is essentially your personal brand. Back to what we said earlier. That's how you want to build your business if you want to make proper money and you don't want to be living hand to mouth and spinning 100 plates. So look, I didn't come on here and go, hey, I'm Rob Moore, and just sit back and listen to my story for an hour and a half, bitches. I don't know if you can say that anymore, but I just did. But by way of an example, I'll try and do it in less than 90 seconds. I started 17 years ago working for a property company. So let's try and... 17 years ago, I started working for a property company and I earned a wage. It was pretty good. I probably did about 100 grand in that year with commissions and I was selling deals. So that's income stream number one, what I do. And then my business partner and I were like, well, maybe we should do this ourselves. So what we did is we set up a property sourcing business where the property, we weren't just selling for other people, we were selling, no, other way around. We started buying ourselves. Work for a company, then we started buying ourselves. 20 properties in 2007, 30 properties in 2008. We own 340 now. So work for someone else, buy them yourself. Next, work for yourself, buy for yourself, and sell to others. Next, work for yourself, buy for yourself, sell to others. Oh, and write some books. So that's information. Next, work for others, work for yourself, buy for yourself. I'm fucking losing count now. Buy for yourself, write books, build a training company, which is now the UK's largest one, Progressive Property. It does about 23 million a year in sales. Then you're like, write more books. This is not going to end well, this. Matt, what the fuck is Matt doing? He's running this on the cheap. I know, you're just the DJ. So then I bought a training company in 2008 for 5 grand, which did 10 million in sales in 2016. So that's another training business. Then you've got podcasts. Then you've got social media. You know, I make a lot of money on my social media. Then you've got your membership sites. But the whole thing is all about one thing, which is property. What you do, what you know, and then who you are. So that's where most people get it wrong. You've been in the wealth creation industry since 1921. I recognize a lot of you. We've grown up together. We've grown gray beards together. And still some people are like fucking skint. It's not working. It's because they're doing this instead of this. So what I'm going to share with you for the 26 minutes I have left is how to take what you've done and what you know and make a lot of money out of it already. Was it that shit? Right, so we could call it Membership Site Mastery, the title of Rob's talk. Membership Site Millions! Whatever. So there are 6 P's of turning what you know into cash flow and turning information into income. Here we go. P number one is platform. What's the word? Nice and loud. Right. Play the game. Yeah, we've got to keep the energy up. P number two is passion or profession. What's the words? All right, cool. P number three is premium. Shout it nice and loud. P number four is pricing. I want to hear it. P number five is pitch. What's the word? And P number six is promotion. What's the word? Okay, fine. By the way, if you don't respond, you're fucking high-fiving each other. And you're hugging each other after that, I'm telling you. I might be English, but I can bring the yank in me out. So you've got platform. I slightly reordered that, but the order doesn't really matter. Tomato, tomato. Who gives a fuck? Right. So platform, passion, profession, premium, pricing, pitch, promotion. Okay. With your Joby and your iPhone. And you don't need iPhone 41.6, 1 tera giga. You could do it on a fucking 12 or a 10. Right. So platform is, where is your membership site hosted? Because it's a logistical thing, but it's a thing. Is it going to be on Patreon? Is it going to be on Facebook? Or are you going to build your own? So do you think Russell Brand's thinking, fuck me, should have built my own platform by now? Do you know Jordan Peterson did it? Ben Shapiro's done it. So a lot of people can see, blimey, if you put your head above the, you know, whack-a-mole. Remember the, whop, and then people keep saying to me, Rob, you're next. It's been nice knowing you, motherfuckers. So you got to choose your platform. Now, when I started mine, I went on Facebook because I had a big Facebook following. And I brought in about 3,500 members at about £5 a month, probably within a year. So 3,500 times five, that's 15 grand a month. That's not too bad. You can run a good small business on that. And then what happened is the algorithm changed. Or maybe it was me talking about COVID. And all of a sudden, overnight, my reach was gone. So you have a problem. So Facebook isn't really that independent. You don't own it. But if your content isn't controversial and you have all of your followers on Facebook, you may choose to use Facebook. Because there's no friction in getting a Facebook follower to sign up to your membership site on Facebook. It's just like, watch your life, click a button. There's friction getting them onto Facebook. So mine is called rob.team. And I've just built version 2 of my own platform because I have nearly 10,000 members, because I think it's important to own your own platform. Because look, Russell Brand, he may be innocent, he may be guilty, but what I don't like is how easy people can be cancelled and shut down. And that's a risk to you. So that's why I launched my own platform. I'm not saying it's right, I'm just talking about how, so you might, because some of you might have a good Instagram following. So just set up the subscription feature on Instagram. You do Instagram anyway, you do your lives, job done. So I would say, if you're going to be centralized, i.e. someone else's platform, pick the one you have the greatest following on and the one you find the easiest and the best to use. If you're kind of ambivalent, you don't really have a favorite, you're kind of just like trying to give them all a try, build your own or have a third party. So Patreon is third party. You don't own it, but nor does BlackRock and Vanguard. Sorry to bring that up. So you're going to make that decision yourself. There's also one called locals.com, which was actually bought by Rumble. And what I like about Rumble is that they're trying their best to not be owned by BlackRock, and Vanguard, which is owned by Jacob and Co. Rothschild Esquire. Like I said, it's been nice knowing you. So that's number one platform. So mine is called rob.team. You can write it down. I ain't here to sell it. I'm just here to tell it. But rob.team. Now, the important thing about your platform, if it's like wordpress.com/user79134, it's nonsense. So it needs to be easy to express to others. So you can either use Tiny or Bitly. I bought the URL rob.team just because all the good ones were taken, clearly. I'd like rob.money, rob.fuckyou. That'd be nice. But they're all gone. So you want to, this is important. We in the world of marketing, we actually call it a smart URL. Basically, a short URL. And it's better if it's not a redirect, you know, like Bitly or Tiny, because they can break. So, platform number one. And you want the really easy short URL, which rob.team is mine. You can basically join rob.team for 22 pence a day. You can cancel any time and you can basically copy it within your own niche. Number two then, passion profession. What is your subject matter of your membership site? Now, a lot of people say, well, I don't know anything. Of course you do. You're an architect, you're a doctor, you're a dentist, you're a nurse, you play chess, you do health, you do fitness, you do marketing, you do business. You're an entrepreneur, you're a tarot card reader, you are whatever. You are a parent. So you remember I said about, which way is that way again? Horizontal. Pick what you already do and what you already know because you can leverage that. So mine is to help people make, manage and multiply more money and to start and scale your business. And I've been doing that for 17 years. So it's a pretty quick win. Lob up the platform. I've got about 17 years worth of content I can dump into that. It's not difficult. You've got to make it easy for yourself. Okay. So the third P is premium. What's the word, nice and loud? Okay, so premium means what's in it, that they can't get out of it. In it, i.e. why would they pay? What if you just take all your free Facebook lives and lob it in your rob.team, why should they pay? So the question is, the premium is, what's exclusive? What do they get there that they don't get elsewhere? And by the way, there's shit loads of things you could do. You could run monthly Zooms, private Zooms. You could do, on your free content, you could talk about what and why. On your paid content, you can talk about how. So what and why is commenting on social media to the masses. So what is a membership site and why would you need one? And then pitch to rob.team, and then in rob.team, you'll learn how to build one. Now, some people say, oh, well, that's a bit of a con because there's no content in what and why. Of course there is, because everyone's lost. No one knows what to do. Everyone's overwhelmed. What is free speech? Why do we need free speech? Join rob.team and I'll teach you how to get free speech. I just want to be close to you. It's just so much distance between us. Life has changed. You've changed. I'll break my leg if I try and jump down. Give us a piggyback, I'll come jump down. All right. Fucking DJ's gone. All I want is some water. Can I get any water? Right. So, by the way, again, I ain't trying to sell it. I'm just telling it. But in rob.team, what you get is... you get weekly... Thank you. Thank you very much. Yeah, thank you. So on rob.team, I do Zoom masterclasses every Sunday. I invite people from time to time to come and meet me at events like this and have lunch. This speech, with Matt's permission, which I've already been granted, because he wouldn't want it public because it's his IP, this will go into rob.team. So there's lots of things that you can take, repurpose or create inside the paywall. I'll tell you for an example. Show me your hand if you've ever done a Facebook Live or any kind of live, Instagram Live, TikTok Live. Okay. And show me your hand if you've ever done a Q&A on your live. I don't do those for free anymore. Because some people, when I'm on TikTok, go, if you're so fucking rich, what are you doing on TikTok, wanker? Of course, my response is, because I'm so rich, wanker, I can spend all day on TikTok. But I used to do Q&A lives every week. Now, you have to be in Rob.team for that. Okay, so that's premium. All right, great. So, what's the fourth P? Pricing. Yep, pricing. What are you going to charge? Well, the range I have seen is 99p up to about £1,000 or £3,000 per month. That's the range. I wouldn't be at 99p. I'm not a crack whore. I am, apparently. But I wouldn't be at £3,000 a month because that's not scalable. If you're an entrepreneur who helps business owners go from 6 to 7 figures, you're going to want to be nearer that £3,000 a month. If you want to get mainstream appeal and you want to reach the masses, which I do, I have a vision to help as many people on this planet get better financial education and knowledge. So I'm at about £8, including that. At the £10 and below, people don't sit there going, well, you know what, Rob, I've got to think about this. I've got to speak to my wife. I've got to phone a friend. You don't get that. It's like, it's weird because at £11, they need to phone a friend and speak to the wife. At £9.99, they got permission to do it all on their own. So I like to stay under an Ayrton Senna, under a tenner. Okay. You charge what you want to charge based on your self-worth and how expensive you feel you are, or your niche or your demographic. But I can tell you this. If you start at 10, there's virtually no friction. At 10 or under, I get a 2% a week decay. At £30 plus, you can get a 25% plus a month decay, i.e. people don't resubscribe, they cancel. It's not just cancelling, it's sort of people's payments not, you know, going through. So you might be at 8 to 10% decay rate a month, sub a tenner, and 30 plus, you might be at 3 times the decay rate. So that interests me, that decay rate. Because I want minimum decay, because then that's minimum work. Because if you decay at 30%, in 3 months, you're back to zero, essentially. Or not quite, because it's compounded. Okay, cool. So I started at 5, went up to 8. It's all on Rob.team, you can see it there. Okay, then the fifth P is pitch. So the pitch is, how do you sell it? People have got to buy it. How do you sell it? And I'm not talking about which social media channel, because that's promotion. That's the next P. But I've got a little formula for you. I don't know if I might be able to do a live demo. We'll see. Just depends on time. 10 minutes. I'd like to do a live demo because it's really not that difficult, but people think it is. So what you want to do is follow my system for the perfect pitch to pitch your version of Rob.team. Now, let me ask you this. Should you go on social media and go, hi, it's Rob, join Rob.team right now? No, it doesn't work. Why doesn't it work? Because it's an immediate pitch. So I've created a model, which I think is semi-genius, which is called Content Bridge Offer. Version 2 is called Story Bridge Offer. So if I go live like most people do, saying join Rob.team for 22 pence a day, cancel anytime, no ongoing contract, here's the link, it's going to get no reach because the links get de-algorithmized. If you ever put a link, there's just no reach. And people are like, well, you're just going to pitch me. So what? Because here's the thing, right? This is insane to think about, but I'm going to say it anyway. I don't know if any of you have been doing free content and if you've been doing free content for a number of years. I've been doing free content for 8 years. If you think about the 5 or 6 mainstay social media channels, I've been posting on average 2 to 3 times a day. So let's say 3 times 365 times 5. What, 4,500, something like that, plus VAT? So I've done 4,500 videos before I launched Rob.team, and I didn't do a single pitch on any of them, because you're not supposed to. You know, Gary Vee says you've got to do 58 pieces of content for 28 years. And Alex Hormozy says you've got to just give free shit out for fucking a millennium before you can ask for any. Well, that's all right. These fuckers are already millionaires. Have you got time to fucking do free content for 2 years? No, you've got kids and mortgages and businesses and shit. So it's not always that realistic. But I have done 4,500 videos and not made a penny out of them. This is BC, before COVID. So this is like pre what I'm telling you about now. This is the old Rob. And then I thought, you're a dick. And the reason I did that is because all the gurus tell you you've got to do that. So it's like fucking Gary Vee, whatever. Alex Hormozy. So that's number one. And then number two, you know, I naively thought you're not supposed to sell on social media. Who says? Social media doesn't want you to sell on social media, but you can find a little workaround. So SBO, CBO, can anyone think they can have a guess at what that stands for? Oh, man, I was just going to say, I've got some cash here if you want it, and you've just jumped the gun. Don't be too quick. Okay, so SBO stands for Story Bridge Offer. Write it down, Story Bridge Offer. CBO stands for Content Bridge Offer. I'm not here to sell it, I'm just here to tell it. But if you were to go and look at my Facebook page, you can see me doing this most days. And you can scroll back. I did it every day for 9 months until the algorithm changed and the lives didn't work as well. And then we had to refigure out. And that's just normal. It's just what social media is. But I did it every day for 9 months. And I built my membership site from 3,000 members to 10,000 members in 7 months. 3,000 times 8, 24,000 a month, up to 10,000 times 8, £80,000 a month, doing 10-minute videos at 8:30 in the morning. People really overcomplicate business. Now, you might not get as many members, but what if you got one a day or two a day or three a day? Because the great thing about membership, this is the big thing, the membership site revenue is recurring. So the client that you're getting isn't just paying you a tenner, they're paying you £120 a year. And at 2% decay rate, you can work out your numbers. So I was like, I've been played for a fool. I'm Mark Zuckerberg's little bitch. This is wrong. I'm going to speak out about it. And then I'm going to get cancelled. So Story Bridge Offer, I'm going to tell you what it is. Content Bridge Offer, I'm going to tell you what it is. So it's 8:28 a.m. We've got to go and shake some shit up on Facebook. Smash out our lives, because Rob Moore said... Fuck Gary Vee and Alex Hormozy. All right, let's go. Let's go on to BBC. I mean, it's fucking useless, but it's useful for this. All right, here we go. So I'm on the BBC home webpage. Oh, Russell Brand, 16 million fortune in jeopardy. Perfect title. If it works for BBC, it works for Rob Moore. So I will take that title, Russell Brand, 16 million fortune in jeopardy. I will copy it onto Facebook. And I'll go live. Hey, everyone, I don't know if you've seen the news, but Russell Brand's £16 million fortune is in jeopardy. Let me know what you think in the comments about whether he's innocent or guilty. Do you think this is a trial by media? Do you think it's fair that he's been cancelled and demonetized on Facebook and YouTube and these charities have distanced themselves from him and now he can't earn a living? Shouldn't we be giving people a fair trial? Tell me what you think in the comments. But I also understand that 2% of rape ends up in conviction. And the police are so overrun and so underfunded. So I get it from the other side, which is people can't speak up. And I'm just doing a demo here. People can't speak up. So I get it. Let me know what you think in the comments. And here's the thing I've been thinking about this, because it's all very well me ranting about Russell Brand. But you as followers of me who want content to start and scale your business and get better financial education and knowledge... You need to watch what happens to Russell Brand and Joe Rogan and Andrew Tate and figure out how to stop it happening to you, because they could come for you next. Figure out how to protect your assets. So if they come and shut you down on YouTube and Facebook, then you're still okay. And that's exactly why I built Rob.team. Rob.team is my digital financial freedom platform. It costs less than 22 pence a day. You can cancel anytime. There's no ongoing contract. And it's here to help you navigate the hard world of social media, build multiple streams of recurring income, start and scale your business, and make, manage, and multiply money. Give me a yes in the comments if you're up for just at least trying it. Here's what you need to do. It's really easy. Just type into the anywhere on the internet now, rob.team, which is rob.team. And by the way, if you join right now on this live, I'm going to give you my 10-week Money Mastermind University completely for free. I've spent the last 10 weeks teaching people how to make money away from the system. Because let's be honest, this looks like a Matrix attack on Russell Brand. I don't know what you think. But anyway, go and join rob.team right now. Cost you less than 22 pence a day. You can cancel anytime. No ongoing contract. There is hundreds of hours of courses, resources, and masterclasses on there. Way back since before COVID. So thanks for tuning in. Make sure you're following me so you can get updated on more of my content. I'll see you in rob.team. So that's it. No. Oh, thank you. That was an Alcoholics Anonymous clap. You can all fuck off. Are you back? Yo. So I don't know how long. I reckon that took 2 minutes. Would you say 2 minutes, 3 minutes? So that is story. Now, some of you might say, well, Rob, you know, it's a little bit sneaky commenting on Russell Brand and pitching your membership site. I didn't do it on the death of the Queen. I went live, but I didn't pitch rob.team because I couldn't figure out the bridge. If I could have figured out the bridge, I'd have pitched it there. I couldn't figure out the bridge with Prince Andrew. That was a difficult one. But, you know, it's all about the elegant bridge. So, interest rates go up. Perfect. Banking scam. Perfect. House price crash. Perfect. So the point is, you can do this. That took me 2 minutes. I did a live demo. You can probably get the video and the recording of this. What's stopping you doing that once a day at 8:30 a.m. until 8:33 a.m.? Nothing other than overwhelm. But hopefully I've simplified the process. So I've got T minus 52 seconds. So what I'm going to do now is I'm just going to give you... That's actually a formula I did there. I know it looked like... you know, but it's actually a formula. So I'm just going to give you the formula. And then you're all going to join rob.team before I get cancelled, because it's been nice to know you. All right, so write this down in this order. Content stroke story, number one. Number two, bridge. So the bridge is the elegant link between the story and the offer. Now, by the way, when the whole Russell Brand thing first came out, I didn't pitch rob.team. I just did it to hopefully get some virality. So you might choose to do this only when you know you've got a good bridge. But the bridge is really about your creativity more than anything. Just showed you hopefully a fairly creative way of doing it there. Okay, then number three is what we call the showcase, which is telling people what it is. And you might have noticed I did my bridge. And then I said, rob.team is my digital financial freedom platform to help you start and scale a business and make, manage and multiply money. Okay, number four is benefits. Now, I did this a bit quick. By the way, if you're doing a 2-minute TikTok live, you want a 30-second pitch. If you're doing an hour-long YouTube, you could have a 3-minute pitch. So you just adjust the length of the pitch according to the length of the video, because you wouldn't want to do a 60-second video and a 3-minute pitch. It doesn't work. So, you know, I talked about benefits, such as you can join for 22 pence a day, cancel anytime, no ongoing contract. There's hundreds of hours of courses, resources, and masterclasses going back since before COVID. That's the benefits bit. Then there was call to action number one. So join right now, type Rob. Now you can see why you need a short URL. Because remember, you can't share the link because the algorithm will restrict your content. So I literally say it. And you have to say it very slow. So basically, you just say to them, look, open up any web page and type in rob.team. That's R-O-B.T. You have to say it like your school teacher. You have to say it like that. Now, that is going to be memorable if they're listening on a podcast, if you're content repurposing, and memorable if they're watching. And it gives them time to just stop and go and join. And what I'll say to them, so then next was... reduce risk. So 22 pence a day, cancel anytime, no ongoing contract. That's the reduce risk. Next is bonus. So I chucked in the 10-week Money Mastermind University if they do it now on this live. So for example, I'm not here to sell it. I'm here to tell it, as you know. But a lot of you are probably not going to now get out your phone and join rob.team because you have many other things to do. And you don't have an incentive to do it. And you'll do it. And this all sounds good. And I'll watch the other speakers and that. And I'll join rob.team and I'll join it later and you never do. But if I said to you, if you did it before the end of the talk, you would also get my 10-week Money Mastermind University completely for free. You might do it. Nudge, nudge, wink, wink. And then finally, you do the last call to action, which is, so thanks for tuning in. Quick summary. Go join rob.team. No risk. Loads of content going back since before COVID. ROB.TEAM. And don't forget, if you do it now, you'll get my 10-week Money Mastermind University, which is about 12 hours of me talking about how the money system plays you and how to play the money system at its own game. And it teaches you what school should be teaching you about money but isn't. There you go. So that's it. I'm done, I think. I'm sweating like a sweaty person. Thanks for coming. It's been a pleasure. I don't know what we do now. Do I just walk off?
Ladies and gentlemen, big hand for Rob Moore, please.